Chapter 20. The Future of Big Brother with AI. The 8th area AI is making an invasion into is in transportation. You know, in case you try to flee or run from the Antichrist or the false prophet when they come to try to kill you. You ain't going nowhere. You better get safe today and avoid the whole thing. Jesus is the only way out of this horrible nightmare that is coming to the planet. But don't take my word for it. Let's read what God says.
Matthew 24:15-22. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect those days will be shortened.
So, as we have seen in this text several times before, Jesus clearly says, in the 7-year tribulation, at the halfway point, when the Antichrist shows his true colors and goes into the rebuilt Jewish temple to declare himself to be God, the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, that the only option for these people at this time is to what? To flee, right? To get out of there now in quick flight, right? Chop, chop. No delay. Why? Because again, as we saw before, Zechariah 13 says it is going to be a horrible time of slaughter for the Jewish people, 2/3 of them are going to die at the hands of the Antichrist. And then in Matthew 24, just prior to these verses, we read where Jesus said that anyone who turns to God during this time will be hunted down and killed, anywhere in the world. Last time we read how the Antichrist will use AI to determine people's deaths, not to mention the plethora of other ways he could use AI to kill people in the 7-year tribulation. But even here in our opening text, I think we have another way he can also do it with AI. And that is in the area of transportation. Think about it. Jesus said to the people, in the 7-year tribulation, that their only option at this time to avoid being killed by the Antichrist's murderous spree is to what? Flee to the mountains, right? You know, get in your car, truck, plane, subway, bus, whatever, and just run, right? Now, don't think the Antichrist hasn't thought of this. Don't you think he has read this verse before? I think so. In fact, I think he is laying the groundwork right now for AI to make sure no one will be able to escape his grasp when it comes time to flee. The first way he is doing that is by having AI control all the personal transportation. And once again, just like in all the other areas we've been seeing AI taking over, it is a step-by-step approach getting us slowly conditioned to having AI run the whole system including transportation. Starting with AI apps. AI for personal transportation. Ada, an AI chatbot that helps you navigate and make decisions. Emma, an AI that automatically calculates and adds meeting travel time. ETA – an AI that helps you manage travel itineraries and meetings. 5 AI – an AI autonomous vehicle system that can work anywhere. Hello Goodbye, an AI that books complex trips with simple speech. Mezi, an AI that helps with booking flights, hotels, restaurant reservations and more. Nair, an AI – cam app that helps you drive safer. You know, AI is always watching wherever you go. But that is not good enough. You have got to have total control. So, the app was just step one. The next phase is here as well, with the driverless cars. You know, if AI is going to tell you what to do when you drive the car, and we are used to that, then why not go all the way, and just have AI drive the car for you, period. Well, it is. In a multitude of ways. First, believe it or not, self-driving cars have been around for a long time, even as far back as the 1920s with radio remote-controlled vehicles. But even more recently they really began to take off with Elon Musk and his company Tesla, with no radio waves, but AI controlling the whole system. And we are familiar with that. But what most people do not realize is, that's just one of a plethora of companies out there, all around the world, that is manufacturing self-driving vehicles on a massive scale. A whole revolution is taking place in transportation with AI controlling it all. Tesla cars aren't so cheap, but now that so many manufacturers are getting in on the action, the prices are being slashed, and are much more economical. And here's just one of them from Google, of all entities, called Waymo, which stands for a new way of moving forward. In other words, AI will move you forward in your car now.
Narrator. Say hello to Waymo, the world's most experienced driver. The Waymo driver is what we call our self-driving technology. It has over a decade of real-world experience and has driven millions of miles. With Waymo One, we can make it safer and easier for you to get around, so you can spend more time doing what you love. And with Waymo via the same driver with the same experience can also deliver your packages or save you a trip to the dry cleaners, or if you run a business, Waymo via can help you transport whatever you need, making sure shipments arrive right when they are supposed to. This is the Waymo driver. A driver that is reimagining transportation for all of us.
Whether you want it or not, AI is controlling it all. And notice it is going global. But notice you can use the app with it, we're already used to that, and you can use Waymo not just to drive you around but for deliveries and trucks, you name it. In fact, speaking of trucks, for those of you who think you can still hitch a ride with a truck, you know, with your thumb and flea like in the old days, you better think again. As you saw there, trucks are being automated as well. In fact, here is one in Texas, not coming, but already here whether you realized it or not.
NPRC News, Andy Sirota reports. It's no secret. Houston's highways are choked with traffic, but here's something you may not know. The semi in the lane next to you may not have a driver behind the wheel. Dominique Saxe reports. Yes, reporter Owen Conflenti explains how the future of the trucking industry is now. Owen. The future of trucking is now. As autonomous, or should I say driverless, semi-trucks rolling down Texas highways every day. One of the companies leading the way says the goal is fuel efficiency and safer roads. Kodiak Robotics Incorporated. Autonomous trucks don't text, don't drive drowsy, or get distracted. They are always focused on the road and they always prioritize safety first. One of the first things I did when I joined this company was to talk to the engineering team and make sure while on the engineering roadmap, we had a way to honk the horn kids or other motorists maybe sending us the signal asking us to do so.
Yeah. And that is awesome because the human drivers don't do that anymore. But did you see, AI driving trucks, not just cars, are already here as well, whether you realized it or not. And this is happening all over the world, all at the same time. In fact, speaking of trucks honking the horn at you, I sure hope this driverless truck reality doesn't turn out like this movie. Remember this one?
A clip from Spielberg's movie Duel. The semi-truck is speeding down the road towards a man. He must jump onto a police car to get out of the way. The truck does not even slow down, and the man is covered with dust from the road. As the truck is chasing Dennis Weaver in his car, it runs through several barriers, not slowing down at all. He is out to get that man in the red car. The car goes as fast as it will go but cannot seem to get away from that truck. As he turns a curve, the car gets out of control and comes to a stop. He gets out and sees there are children playing nearby. He immediately goes to take the kids to safety. He tries to get them back into a bus. They are crying, they are scared, they don't want to get into the bus. But while that is wasting precious time, the truck is speeding towards them. He manages to get them in the bus just as the truck turns the corner and starts chasing him on foot.
Gee, that wouldn't happen, would it? We were warned about this almost 50 years ago. Duel was made in 1971. Spielberg's second movie. Once again, what does he and Hollywood know that we don't know? What are they preparing us for? But come on, these AI vehicles won't chase us down, will they? Yeah, we will get to that in a little bit. But basically, every kind of car and truck manufacturer on the planet is making the switch to driverless vehicles. Tesla started it in 2015, but all the big guns are getting in on it as well, in just these few short years. Ford, GM, Hyundai, Toyota, Honda, Volkswagen, you name it. In fact, right now 40 companies are working on autonomous vehicles. And they are spending big bucks to make sure it happens.
Self-driving car research has cost $16 billion.
And that's just cars. And they are telling us that all vehicles are going this new automated way, including race cars. They are now having AI robber races even for Formula One cars. Oh, and by the way, for those stubborn people out there who still won't receive Jesus as their savior and still think they can flee in something like a golf cart. Yeah, don't worry, they're doing that too. That one is called IVO, Intelligent Vehicle Operator. But call it what you will, as you can see, AI is going to be controlling all the personal transportation, even down to a golf cart. So have fun trying to flee, thinking you're going to escape the Antichrist's murderous grasp. You need to get saved now and avoid the whole thing. The second way the Antichrist is preventing people's escape, in the 70-year tribulation, is by having AI control all the public transportation. You see, maybe you don't have a vehicle, let alone a driverless vehicle. Or maybe you refuse to get into one of these driverless vehicles because of what you just saw. So, your only other option to flee in the 7-year tribulation is what? Public transportation, right? You know, a bus, taxi, subway, train? And it's a good thing AI's not taking that over. Yeah, right. Are you kidding me? Once again, it is a step-by-step process getting us used to having AI control all forms of transportation, including public transportation, starting with apps again. AI for public transportation. Oro Robotics, AI self-driving shuttle for campuses and corporate parks. Dispatch, an AI fleet of autonomous vehicles for pedestrian spaces. Mobileye, AI self-driving vehicles for industry. Nauto, an AI system that gives your fleet self-driving capabilities. Newtonomy, an AI software for driverless fleets. Shield, an AI autonomous unmanned system for civil and defense. Uber, an AI autonomous vehicle program by Uber. And who hasn't used that before? We're all used to that, right? Well, believe it or not, these same types of companies, that are app-based, to hail us a personal driver or taxi, are now switching to personless drivers and taxis.
A passenger is getting into a white car, and the narrator speaks. Narrator. This is an Uber, but it's not driven by some guy trying to make some extra money off his own car. This Uber drives itself. The ride-sharing giant came to Pittsburgh for its latest invention, the first autonomous taxi service. Select Uber users can now ride in self-driving cars. Inside, riders are greeted by a tablet to show them how the car works and how it sees the world. Uber plans to introduce a fleet of autonomous Volvo SUVs early next year but are using Ford Fusions for the time being. Over bridges, down narrow streets, around jaywalkers, the car handles just about everything. The city is happy to host a robo-revolution. To sit back and let someone else or something else take care of the driving, and no small talk required.
Wow. That's a bonus, huh? You know, those human drivers always expect you to say something and it is so awkward, but not with AI. You don't have to worry about that at all. In fact, as they said, it truly is a robo-revolution in public transportation. Whether you realize it or not, another driverless taxi company is already on the roads here in Las Vegas. It's called Aptiv self-driving vehicles tops 100,000 rides in Las Vegas. And that's the tip of the iceberg. There's Uber, Lyft, Aptiv, RoboTaxi, Zoox, Voyage, and a whole ton of other companies that started off with the app calling a human driver. Now removing the human driver. Anybody seeing a pattern here? And again, all the big manufacturers are getting in on this, from GM to BMW to Honda to Ford, you name it. And taxis are just the beginning. They also want to take over buses, trolleys, subways and trains. In fact, they're calling it the next wave of public transit. Have fun trying to flee now. In fact, they want to even get to the point where they will transport you around in these things. They're called smart pods, as you can see here. And they will be responsible for all our travel. Look at this video transcript.
A couple just went on an app on their phone. They requested the Smart Pod, a multimodal mobility platform service, paid the amount due, with an intelligent payment and billing solution, and a few minutes later a Smart Pod came to pick them up. The Smart Pod is small, but very convenient on the inside and safe. You can read, drink your coffee, play games, party or just cruise the sights of town. It has hyper-individualized user experiences. It is very comfortable, with customized seats from pure foams. It has electric heating and cooling solutions and connectivity options. It also is working with visionary mobility concepts to benefit the environment. When you are finished with your book, or your coffee, or sightseeing, you can relax and take a nap until you get the end of your trip.
Wow! Did you see how great that was? How much fun those people were having with an AI smart pod, life was great. Which, by the way, again, smart means big brother, keep that in mind. But as you saw with these so-called AI-controlled smart pods, I can hang with my friends, not worry about driving, go back to making phone calls or texting, wouldn't that be nice, take a nap, even have it make coffee for me. And did you notice I can even hail it with an app on my phone and even pay for it with my phone? I mean, the next thing you know they will have it narrowed down to a chip in my hand to make the payment to gain access to this total AI-controlled transportation system. Yeah, you know that is where it's headed. They have it all figured out, folks. You aren't going to go anywhere in the 7-year tribulation. And once again, for you stubborn people out there who still think you can and who still won't receive Jesus as their savior today, don't worry, this AI-controlled transportation system really does cover all aspects of public transportation, not just pods, or taxis, or buses or trolleys or subways. But even trains, as you can see here. And even ships. Including cruise ships, just in case you think you can flee that route. Give it up, get saved now. Or even on a plane. And with this one, as you can see, that will include even military planes, and we'll get into that in the next chapter. Wait until you see that. But as you can see, not just personal transportation but even public transportation is being controlled by AI on a global scale. So have fun trying to flee, thinking you're going to escape the Antichrist's murderous grasp. It's not going to happen. Again, get saved now and avoid the whole thing. In fact, I think Hollywood has also prepared us for this AI takeover of the transportation system for a long time. Remember this movie?
Clip from Total Recall, Johnny Cab. As the cab is going down the street, we hear whistling. It wakes up the passenger in the back seat. The passenger is Arnold Schwarzenegger. He wakes up to see a robot driving the car.
Where am I?
You're in a Johnny Cab.
What am I doing here?
I'm sorry, would you please rephrase the question?
How did I get in this taxi?
The door opened, you got in.
Now try to flee. Arnold is running out of the lobby and gets into the cab. In another scene, cab driver.
The door opened, you got in. Hello, I'm Johnny Cab. Where can I take you tonight?
Men are running to the cab to get to Arnold before it starts moving. Arnold sees them coming after him and yells to the driver.
Drive, drive.
Would you please repeat the destination?
Go anywhere, just go, go.
Please say the street and number. I'm not familiar with that address.
You ain't going nowhere, or maybe we'll just take you out. The cab takes off down the street with guns blazing from the men with guns. The robot cab driver is laying down in his seat. Cab driver.
Fasten your seat belts.
He runs the cab into a cement wall, and it blows up in flames. Cab driver.
I hope you enjoyed the ride.
Yeah, real funny. Enjoy that ride in the 7-year tribulation, you're not going anywhere. AI will prevent you from fleeing or take you out when you try to flee. Total Recall was made back in 1990, over 30 years ago. Again, what does Hollywood know that we don't know? And what kind of AI-controlled transportation system are they trying to prepare us for? And, if this whole AI scenario seems crazy to you, with AI being used to prevent people from fleeing, or killing them, when they do try to flee, like in that movie, during the 7-year tribulation with the Antichrist, believe it or not, they have already discussed this very issue for many years now, about AI deciding who gets to live or die. And, like it, or not, they say that is what is coming.
Bloomberg reports. Keith, this is an incredibly scary thought. Explain what is involved. How do scientists even think they can teach a robot how to make an ethical decision to tell my car how to swerve off the road and down a cliff instead of colliding with a school bus full of children? Keith Norton.
Yes, this is an issue that is really bedeviling the auto industry. Google is also developing their driverless car. They figured out the technology.
They know how to allow cars to drive for us, but they can't really figure out these philosophical questions like the one you just described. And that is something that they are now working on, literally, with philosophers and ethicians to try and determine what you do when a crash is unavoidable, and your car has to decide between the lesser of two evils, like missing a bus full of children or running upon a sidewalk and hitting an individual.
They don't have all the answers yet. Buffett. There are some interesting questions.
Let's just say you have a self-driving car and it's going down the street and a 3-year-old kid runs out in front of the car.
And there is another car coming in the other direction with 4 people in it. The computer is going to make the decision as to whether to hit the kid or the other car. I'm not sure who gets sued under those conditions. You're going to kill somebody and it's the computer that makes the decision, in a nanosecond. It will be interesting to know who programmed the computer and what their thoughts are on the value of the people's lives.
Yeah, especially if his name is the Antichrist. And folks, as shocking as that is, they are getting blunter about who to kill with AI.
Should the self-driving car kill the baby or the grandma?
Or should we say, in the very near future, should AI kill anyone with this AI-controlled transportation system, around the whole world, that the Antichrist wants to kill? In fact, they are calling this so-called dilemma, the IoT factor where
AI cars are by nature connected cars, they're part of the IoT, the Internet of Things. Here's the thing, if driverless cars could communicate with every other car on the road, it seems like there would be no problem. One car could tell another to override a sleeping driver and stop.
Notice they are controlling the whole thing. Then they go on to say, however, the IoT is vulnerable to attacks, which means cars could be weaponized en masse. In other words, somebody could tap into the whole transportation system anywhere around the world and hijack or control a car or vehicle, whatever, and use it as a weapon to take somebody out. That is exactly what that means. You can call it an IoT factor, but it is really the Antichrist facilitator that allows him to do his dirty deeds in the 7-year tribulation. Why? Because you let AI take over the transportation system. But that's not all. The ninth area AI is making an invasion into is in criminal investigation. Let's go back to our opening text.
Matthew 24:15-22. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect those days will be shortened.
So again, we not only see in this opening text that Jesus tells the people in the 7-year tribulation what to do, i.e., flee to the mountains, but he also tells them what not to do. And he said, whatever you do, do not flee to where? Your house, right? Why? Because as we have seen several times before, the Antichrist will use AI to turn your home into a Big Brother paradise as well. He will know every conversation, every word and deed, you name it, which means he will know when you're planning on fleeing. You won't go anywhere. He's got everything and every conversation on tape, like a rat in a cage. Remember that? He will know the split second with all this AI Big Brother technology, if you have the audacity to try to disobey his commands and commit the crime of trying to flee. And believe it or not, now with the help of AI, he may have even got it figured out how he can know, not just when you do it, but before you even do it. It sounds crazy, but it is called pre-crime or pre-criminal investigations, just like in the movie, again, Minority Report. How many times have we seen that movie predict our future in a multitude of ways? But let's take a look at the pre-crime scene in that movie.
Clip from the Minority Report. Tom Cruise is in Washington, D.C., walking through the mall. The year is 2054. He hands off his jacket to a lady that is pregnant. Tom.
Any contractions?
Lady. Only the ones you give me.
As he is walking into his office, a face of a person is shown on a screen and then a ball rolls down a tube.
Tom. Hey, Chad, what's coming?
Chad. Red ball, double homicide.
One male, one female.
Killer is white male, 40s. Estimated time of incident 8:04 a.m.
The twins are a little fuzzy on that, so we will need some confirmation.
Location is still uncertain. Remote witnesses are plugged in.
It will be case number 1108. As Tom goes on the computer, he calls over the speaker.
Case number 1108, pre-visualized by the precogs recorded on Holosphere by pre-crime SKU stacks. My fellow witnesses for case number 1108 are Dr. Catherine James, the Chief Justice Frank Pollard. Good morning.
They respond. Good morning. Tom.
Did the witnesses preview and validate number 1108 at this time? They respond, affirmative, go get them.
Tom.
Standby time,
Murder 8:04 a.m. Computer, that is 24 minutes 13 seconds from now. He stands in front of a large screen and raises his arms as if conducting an orchestra. The screen comes on, and he could see the murder that is going to take place. As he is watching the scene, then he asks out loud, "Tom, where are you?" He moves the images around and finds mail on the table. As he focuses in on the address, he finds where the murder is going to take place. "Tom, can you grab that?"
"Chad, I show Howard marks in the district going by resume and license registration. We got them in a foxhole at 4,421 gains.
Tom, blue and white set up a perimeter and tell them we are en route." He announces to the police.
They fly there in a helicopter and drop down in the playground on ropes.
When they get to the home where the murder is to take place, they drop down through a glass ceiling. When they drop down through the ceiling, the wife and her boyfriend are sitting on the bed. She screams, but they are still alive. They made it in time to stop the crime. The man with the knife that is going to do the killing is wrestled to the ground. "Tom, look at me, look at me." His ID is checked, and he is the intended murderer. "Tom. Positive, Howard Marks."
"Mr. Marks, by the mandate of the District of Columbia, Pre-Crime Division, I am placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Jubino, today, the 22nd at 8 o'clock hours."
"Mr. Marks. I didn't do anything."
"Sarah."
He calls to his wife to save him, the wife he was going to murder. "Tom. Give the man his head." A man pulls out what looks like a headset, they placed on Mr. Marks' head. "Mr. Marks. Don't put that halo on me, Sarah, help me."
"Police.
Put your hands on your head." And they walk out the door. The next scene is back at the laboratory. Businessman. "Let's not kid ourselves. We are arresting people that have broken no laws." Second man. "But they will."
"The commission of the crime itself is absolute metaphysics, the precognizant, the future, and they are never wrong."
"Oh yeah, computers are never wrong, remember that movie? Remember that scene? Folks, as crazy as this sounds, I am here to tell you, now with AI, that science fiction movie's pre-crime scene is about to become our reality. And once again, it is a slow step-by-step approach getting us conditioned to even this kind of AI pre-crime scenario. The first way they are doing that is by having AI control the police. And not just controlling the administration and overall back-end police operations in general, databases and things like that. That has been going on for a while now. But another big part of the police force is the camera monitoring system that they have installed all over the world, including the US, to monitor people in restaurants, parks, businesses, homes, streets, you name it. The giant CCTV monitoring system that we saw before in our modern technology study in the Big Brother section. Just think about it. That is a lot of cameras around the world to monitor, way too many for humans to handle. So, guess who they are looking at to run the whole system? That's right, AI to the rescue. AI can not only handle all those cameras all around the world, but AI can now even predict with those cameras when a person is going to do something bad. Don't believe me? It is already happening.
Threat of mass shootings gives rise to artificial intelligence-powered cameras. Paul Hildreth peered at a display of dozens of images from security cameras surveying his Atlanta school district and settled on one showing a woman in a bright yellow shirt walking a hallway. The artificial intelligence-equipped system then found other images of the woman, and it immediately stitched them into a video narrative of where she was currently, where she had been, and where she was going. AI is transforming surveillance cameras from passive sentries into active observers that can identify people, suspicious behavior, and guns, amassing large amounts of data that help them learn over time to recognize mannerisms, gait, and dress. If the cameras have a previously captured image of someone who is banned from a building, the system can immediately alert officials if the person returns.
Have fun fleeing that system. And it's not just for schools.
Police, retailers, stadiums, and Fortune 500 companies are also using artificial intelligent video camera systems. What we're really looking for are those things that help us to identify things either before they occur or maybe right as they occur so that we can react a little faster, Hildreth said. And they even admit,
it's almost kind of scary. It will look at the expressions on people's faces and their mannerisms and be able to tell if they look violent or are trying to flee. Retailers can spot shoplifters in real time and alert security or warn of a potential shoplifter. Notice they haven't done it yet. And it concludes with, it's unknown how many schools have AI-equipped cameras because it's not being tracked.
In other words, you are never going to know how many are really out there. And they justify it by saying it is not only going to identify threats in schools but to predict all kinds of things even beyond schools. Whether or not somebody is carrying a gun, is lying when they cross the border, is lying period, including even lying in what you write and on and on. In fact, if you've been paying attention, slowly but surely, they have warmed us up to the idea of AI not just taking over the administrative operations and monitoring cameras of the police force, but even the policemen themselves.
RT reports. Remember that movie from the 80s, RoboCop? The one with the deadly but kind of goofy robot cop who fought crime in sort of a dystopian future, right?
Well, it might soon be more of a reality than it would be fiction. One police force is now using technology to help fight crime.
RT correspondent Natasha Sweet is in Huntington Park, California, with the details. Natasha Sweet. This HP RoboCop here in Huntington Park is utilizing 360 degrees video cameras and other technology to help keep an eye on the neighborhood. HP RoboCop records 360 degree video with high definition cameras and has night vision.
It can read license plates and alert officers that the particular vehicle is nearby.
Cosme Lozano, Chief of Police, Huntington Park. It also has the capability to capture cell phone or MAC addresses or IP addresses. So, it can also tell us what cell phones are in the area. Natasha Sweet. Officers can also live monitor the RoboCop's video cameras. RoboCop.
Please help keep the park clean. It tells some kids sitting on the park bench.
Natasha Sweet. The HP RoboCop is an autonomous data machine surveilling Huntington Park's largest recreation area 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Reporter.
Back in May, the Dubai police got some new recruits, and these weren't your ordinary newcomers.
These guys were made of the hard stuff.
RoboCop in Dubai.
I am a humanoid service robot.
Reporter. Planned to be put in all of Dubai's neighborhoods, the world's first smart police station will be completely unstaffed. Citizens can pop in for a safe driving lesson, a quick coffee, or even to report crimes. They can also meet Dubai's own RoboCop. RoboCop in Dubai.
I am the latest in cooperation with Dubai's police department.
Reporter. Like so much of Dubai's over-the-top ambition, the police force wants to be seen as using the latest crime prediction and surveillance technology to watch over the people. Bilal Juma Bilal Altair, Command Center Duty Officer, Dubai Police. We have our cameras, our drones, our robots, we are going to a different science fiction movie.
Reporter.
Artificial intelligence-based predictive crime systems, autonomous patrol vehicles and unmanned police stations are just a few of their futuristic initiatives.
In other words, it is just the beginning. But did you notice they are not just replacing humans in the police force? Why? Well, you know, just in case a human hesitates when you need to apprehend that criminal for fleeing. But did you notice they even said it was for crime prediction, just like in a science fiction movie? Gee, I wonder what movie that was? Rhymes with Minority Report for those of you who have not figured it out yet. But speaking of crime prediction, that is exactly where it is headed. The second way we're going to have AI predict our crimes is by having AI control the crime investigations. You know, it can apprehend that person that it predicted was going to do something bad. In fact, that is the actual term they're using to describe this use of AI technology, predictive policing, where, as you saw, AI taps into all the Big Brother information they've been gathering on us from computers, cell phones, video cameras, in home and out in public, satellites, social media posts, data records, financial records, purchasing records, you name it. And AI will scour the 24 hours a day, 7 days a week and inform the cops who is the bad guy. And first we're giving them these AI smart glasses, as you can see here. They are equipped with built-in cameras connected to AI facial recognition software to identify individuals in a crowd. And once the face is identified from within a given database, smart glass projects the results on the wearer's screen. The entire process happens in real time as officers simply observe the faces of people within the immediate vicinity. It can also be capable of both speech and image recognition and stream its camera feed continuously so that the video feed can be analyzed against criminal databases or known threats. You know, in case that is the guy you're looking for who's trying to flee. But now they are moving to have AI find you anywhere you try to go, whether the police are around or not, or have their smart glasses on. And that's by having AI tap into the existing camera systems everywhere. Just like in the Minority Report movie. Shocker. You know where Tom Cruise was the pre-crime cop, but that same system said he was going to be the next one to commit a crime, and so he was trying to flee.
A clip from the Minority Report facial recognition. A woman's voice is doing a commercial as Tom Cruise walks through the mall. A road diverges in the desert, Lexus, the road you're on, Tom Atherton. As he keeps walking, voices come out of each display, speaking to him personally, because they recognize who he is. He keeps walking in the crowd, but doesn't act like knows who this Tom Atherton is. Another voice calls out, "Tom Atherton, you could use a Guinness." He keeps walking, and then a display comes on saying that he has been a member of that organization since 2037. Another voice comes on and says, "Forget your problems, Tom Atherton." While he is walking in the mall, his face comes on the pre-crime screen, where he used to work. They are tracking him. Chad, that used to be his partner, says, he was at Metro, making two stops at 20th and 33rd. His boss instructs Chad to send units to that location.
Yeah, go pick up that bad guy who's going to commit a crime. You can run, but you cannot hide. Good thing that system is never going to be put into place. Are you kidding me? It already has.
Amazon's facial recognition can now detect fear as activists blast used by law enforcement. Amazon can tell when you're afraid. CEO Jeff Bezos announced that its facial recognition software called Recognition has added a new emotion that it can detect, fear, in addition to happy, sad, angry, surprised, disgusted, calm and confused. The company also wrote that it has improved the accuracy of gender identification as well as age range estimation. The controversial facial detection software, which falls under the auspices of the cloud computing division known as Amazon Web Services, that is their AI service as we saw before. It has drawn condemnation from privacy and digital rights activists, and lawmakers who object to Amazon's marketing of their facial recognition system to police departments, government agencies, immigration, and customs enforcement.
You know, just in case you want to flee across the border. And they even go on to admit, if you get falsely accused of an arrest, what happens? It could impact your ability to get employment or housing.
Not to mention your ability to flee in a perilous time. And if you don't think that's going to happen, look at this.
Now artificial intelligence can be used to predict threats. Artificial intelligence and machine learning can now perform predictive analysis that enables identification of individuals engaged in suspicious activities that point to various levels of violent attack threats. Today, administrators can use technology-based predictive security solutions to foretell mass shootings and other violent acts before they happen. And how do they do that? Artificial intelligence can be programmed to effectively sort vast amounts of data from all over the internet, monitoring trillions of data points almost in real time.
In other words, it does it by tapping into all the Big Brother databases and surveillance technologies they already have on us. In fact, other countries are not only already putting it into action, but they're calling it for what it is. Real-life Minority Report cops use AI to predict violent crime before it happens. British police want to use AI for highlighting who is at risk of becoming a criminal before they've actually committed any crime. It sounds like a dystopian nightmare. No. You think? Oh, and by the way, that was 2 years ago. What else do you have out there we don't know about? Not only in England but the rest of the world. Including Los Angeles.
Predictive policing. Reporter. Police in Los Angeles are trying to predict the future. Police. We know what happened yesterday, but we need to know what will happen tomorrow and the next day. Reporter. And they are not alone.
More and more departments are using data-driven algorithms to forecast crime. Police. It's all about improving our accuracy and our effectiveness, our efficiency and our service to the community.
Reporter. Proponents say it is helping to reduce crime, but others wonder at what cost.
Police. Policing is changing in your city now, and when you start asking the hard question of how it impacts civil rights,
How does it impact privacy? How does it impact suspects? How does it impact officers doing their jobs?
Reporter. Say you're living in Los Angeles and just got out of prison. The LAPD could be keeping tabs on you with a program called Operation Laser. It uses crime arrests and field data to determine where the crimes are likely to take place.
And who will perpetrate them?
Police instructor. Laser will predict who will commit a crime before the crime is actually happening.
So, they admit that they already have a Minority Report predictive policing crime system run by AI in LA. I didn't know that, did you? And if you think that is creepy and invasive straight out of a Hollywood movie. Look at this. AI can now read your thoughts and turn them into words and images. You know, for those who get the mark of the beast or brain chip. Artificial intelligence has already played an essential role in helping paraplegics walk by interpreting the electrical signals emitted by the body, i.e. their brain with a chip. Now that mind-reading technology is possible, AI brain implants will be next. Why? Because they will even know when you are thinking about fleeing. Stir all this together, and you get another scene from that science fiction movie Logan's Run. As we saw before, when people take a chip when they are born and blinks when it's time to die. But it is entitled Logan's Run for a reason, because not everyone will want to do that. Since they took the chip, that same system will prevent them from running. Listen to this transcription.
The clip begins with Michael York running through what looks like a large empty entryway. In his hand he has a machine that will tell if someone is in the room. He scans the room with this device, and it is putting off a noise that tells him that he is getting close to who he is tracking. He pulls out his gun and aims it at the location of the person. The person jumps out and he shoots. He misses and the person runs. Now the chase is on. The person trying to escape seems to be getting away, but when he comes to an opening and is about to turn, he stops suddenly. There is another tracker just waiting to get a good shot at him. They seem to have him trapped. He turns to run into the opening. Michael York. Run, runner. He laughs as he takes another shot, as the second shooter does as well. The only way to get away is to jump, and that is what he does. He jumps off the balcony several stories up.
You can run but you cannot hide. Why? Because you got a chip inside you and it connects you to an AI system that not only told you when to die, but it knows your every move and it will know when you have the audacity to try to run or flee when you do not do what you're told. You know, like worship the Antichrist. No wonder it's going to be a bloodbath during this time. With AI taking over the criminal investigation and policing system, one man will dictate people's deaths and prevent them from fleeing if they do not obey. Just in time for the 7-year tribulation. But hey, good thing we don't see people wanting to get a microchip in their hand like Logan's Run. Yeah, right, that is already happening as well.
Paul Rees, Al Jazeera reports. The most cutting edge about Hans Schoblad, biohacking entrepreneur, isn't the phone in his hand. It is the microchip actually in his hand. The tiny implant is the latest advance in a biohacking technology that is steadily becoming part of normal life in Sweden. Hans Schoblad. We have created a new implant, which is not a chip. It is a full device where you can add different lights, different vibration, different functions. Sweden is a very technical society. And I think this is the main explanation really, why a lot of Swedes are adopting chip implants. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera reports. Swedes haven't been shy about upgrading themselves with the new version. Thousands already have microchip implants that they use in their daily lives. Waving their hands to gain entrance to the gym, confirm their ID or make payments. A short moment of pain, not putting them off, becoming part Swede, part machine. This is an implant party, simply where ordinary people can show up and get a microchip embedded under their skin. The biohacking movement in Sweden is hosting them all over Europe. Party attendee. I think it is really cool. You don't have to carry your keys or anything. Just your body. Maybe in 10 years everything will be in your hand. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera reports. In Sweden, more than anywhere else, the future is already here. The national train company, SCA, has around 2,600 people signed up to use microchips instead of train tickets. And no need to mind the generation gap. 18-year-old Felicia and her father Magnus still bear the scars of their new implants. Student Hannah Irving is also freshly chipped and just needs to program it to open doors. Although importantly, for a future career, it does already connect to her LinkedIn. Hannah Irvine. People have been putting these chips into animals for 20 years, so I'm not worried about that. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera reports. The long-term goal is for the new chips to provide medical care in remote communities. They are already getting under the skin of the Swedes and may soon become just another normal part of modern life and of the human body.
Wow. It even blinked like in Logan's Run. See how happy she is? Isn't this great? Folks, I'm telling you, the whole thing's a trap. Just like in Logan's Run and Minority Report. You not only allowed AI to take over the whole criminal investigation and policing system, but you even got a microchip in your hand that tied you into this AI-controlled global monitoring system. So, now it knows where you're at any time, anywhere in the world, and it will even predict when you are trying to flee a future horrible event like the slaughter of the Antichrist, halfway into the seven-year tribulation. This is not by chance, and Hollywood's been preparing us for decades. They are following a script. A satanic one. How much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun, and it is a huge sign that we are living in the last days. And that is precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, Tribulation Rising, concerning the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that is why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the seven-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you are a Christian and you are not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front lines and help us. Let's get busy working together, doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left, and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the seven-year tribulation. Do not go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?